Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
I recently did a show about how emotions are contagious and how I want to be more intentional about the energy I carry. Well, for my weekly reflection question that week, I posted a quote by a leading researcher on positive emotions and author of the book Positivity, Dr. Barbara Fredrickson. The quote was, "Positivity opens us. The core truth about positive emotions is they open our heart and our minds, making us more receptive and more creative," unquote. So I asked that week in my weekly reflection question, what supports me in having more positive emotions? After I posted that online, I heard from a colleague and fellow coach, and she wrote, quote, "Morning, Marcia. Just curious. How do you define positive emotions? I've been a supporter of the idea that there are essentially no negative or positive emotions, so really interested to hear your take," unquote. I'm so grateful for this question because it made me think. I agree with Bev that there aren't good or bad emotions. They just are. And we need to be open to experience what we experience. If we don't, if we think it's not okay to feel our anger, sadness, jealousy, envy, disappointment, whatever you define as a bad emotion, it doesn't go away. As Christopher Germer put it, it goes into the basement and lifts weights. What we repress grows stronger. Experiencing an emotion doesn't mean we have to react or act out of that emotion, anger, for example. It means we have an experience. We notice it and get curious about it. We don't use our emotions to attack or blame. It's just healthy to notice what we're feeling and approach it with compassion and curiosity. Like the other day, I noticed myself feeling competitive with someone. But then as I noticed it, my inner critic had its way with me, saying, "Wait a minute, don't you know better than this? Haven't you learned a rising tide lifts all boats?" But then I noticed the inner critic was involved, so then I introduced a little self-compassion and shoo the inner critic out the door. Because, you know, that competitiveness is an old pattern, one I learned when I feared I was not enough. So I noticed it, I named it, and with that acceptance, that competitiveness melted like an ice cream cone on a July day. I had the emotion. It wasn't good or bad. It just was. Now, I think it's different when I use the adjective positive emotions, ones that remind me to appreciate what is, ones that open my heart to others, that give me the strength to show up and let myself be seen. I'm reminded of the story of the Native American elder telling us that he has two wolves inside, and the one that grows is the one that we feed. Is it the wolf of love or the wolf of fear? So the question of what supports me in having positive emotions for me is, what supports me in operating out of love, out of expansiveness, out of openness? What helps me not have fear in the driver's seat most of the day? Dr. Fredrickson said fear closes down our minds and hearts, where positive emotions literally open our minds and hearts to see challenges with more clear eyes. And to Bev's point, it's not that negative emotions are bad. They are an opportunity to learn more about myself and to grow. It's just that I want to support myself in operating out of my better nature, the one that isn't so defensive, tight, constricted, meaning, yes, I'm going to have negative emotions. That's perfectly normal. But how do I remember to be here now and notice and appreciate all the amazing gifts that are in front of me? That's what opens my heart. Now, I'm not talking about pretending or acting like everything is good. I'm not talking about mimicking. I'm talking about authentically experiencing love, joy, gratitude, words that you feel deeply in your being. Because when you do, when you have that grounded experience in your day, it changes not only your mindset, but your biochemistry. Barbara Fredrickson said you want at least three positives to every negative to be more resilient. So how do I focus my attention daily? One thing Barbara Fredrickson suggested is that you track your positivity ratio daily, discover what makes you come alive, and give those activities a higher priority. So what supports me in having more positive emotions? Does it mean I don't have the negative ones? Does it mean I don't experience them? It just means that I create some practices to remind myself of the blessings in every day.
This has been The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt, a leadership and life coach who runs a personal retreat center in Lutzen.